AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden celebrates the latest consumer price index, which shows a slight easing of inflation last month. AP Sagar Magani reports.
I just want to say a number. Zero.
On a monthly basis, consumer prices did not change from June to July. It's a first after 25 straight months of increases.
We're seeing some signs that inflation may be beginning to moderate.
Prices did jump 8.5% last month compared to a year earlier. That's down from the four-decade high of 9.1% in June. Travelers felt much of the relief. Hotel rooms, plane tickets, and car rentals all got cheaper last month, but grocery prices rose 1.1%. Bread prices were up 2.8%, the most in more than 2 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks posted strong gains today, the Dow up 535. The president has also signed a bill expanding Veterans Affairs health care services for veterans who served at military bases where toxic smoke billowed from huge burn pits.
Toxic smoke, thick with poison, spreading through the air and into the lungs of our troops. When they came home, many of the fittest and best warriors that we sent to war were not the same. Headaches, numbness, dizziness, cancer. My son Beau was one of them.
Beau Biden died of brain cancer after serving in Iraq. Former President Donald Trump invokes his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and refused to answer questions during a deposition in New York Attorney General Letitia James' long-running civil investigation into his business dealings. James, a Democrat, has said in court filings her office has uncovered significant evidence that Trump's company misled lenders and tax authorities about the value of prized assets such as golf courses and skyscrapers. This is AP News. An Iranian is charged with plotting to kill John Bolton.
An Iranian operative has been charged in a plot to murder John Bolton. I'm Lisa Dwyer with the latest. The Justice Department says that an Iranian operative was offering $300,000 to eliminate former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton. Assistant Attorney General for the FBI's National Security Division, Matt Olson, says
this assassination plot was undertaken in apparent retaliation for the January 2020 killing of Qasem Soleimani.
Shahram Persafi, identified by U.S. officials as a member of the Iran's Revolutionary Guard, is currently wanted by the FBI on charges related to the murder-for-hire plot. Olson says,
this was not an idle threat, and this is not the first time we have uncovered brazen acts by Iran to exact revenge against individuals on U.S. soil. We will work tirelessly to continue to expose and disrupt every one of these efforts.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.